For many students, finding the right path is not easy. Back in high school, Elizabeth Coe knew she loved biology but did not know the best career. As part of WBUR's ongoing Edify series called Lessons Learned, Coe recalls how she learned to pay attention to the things that spark passion in her.
So like everybody else who is good at biology, I figured I would be a doctor. But when I got to college, I sat in a meeting for pre-med students, and everyone went around like, why do you want to be a doctor? And I was like, oh, I want to help people in their like moment when they're weakest, when they're, you know, sick. I want to bring people back to their health. And I was thinking through like the kind of things they were illustrating. And I thought, well, gosh, I really, really don't like sick people at all. So I thought maybe I'd be a pathologist, like all my patients would be dead and that would be fine. But I couldn't quite see myself like dealing with like snot, for example. And so I didn't kind of know what to do with that information. I had always had this interest in the human body and how it functions. And so I took all of the coursework that had to do with bodies, right? Like immunology, neurobiology, physiology. Like it was always that for me. I mean, plants are cool, but it was never plants. It was always bodies. So our class goes on a field trip to a pathologist's office, and I don't actually remember anything about that day or the room. I don't remember really much except for this one moment. The pathologist handed me, one in each hand, a section through a human heart that was like in a, you know, sealed bag. One of them from a person who had not had high blood pressure, and the other a similarly aged person who had had high blood pressure. And I saw it, and I was holding these people's hearts in my hand, and I could see essentially their lives, right? Like high blood pressure isn't a thing that happens for a minute. It's a chronic thing. And so I was looking at this story that had unfolded for these two individuals over time in my hands. You know, you live in your life all these like times when there's this crystal clear thing. And this for me, that moment, those two hearts, those bags, completely crystal clear. And I remember thinking, this is so cool. And I want to talk about this for the rest of my life. And I didn't know what that meant at the time. And I don't think that I could have imagined that that meant that I would be a professor. Like it wasn't something that had ever occurred to me. But I just knew that I wanted to tell people about this, and I wanted to explain it, and I wanted to talk about it forever. Students come to me a lot to talk about where they want to go, what careers look like, and they very much think it's about getting that next internship and this next internship. Like they're almost putting together the portfolio that leads them to the place rather than exploring themselves. So that's always, I think, an important time to say, like, as you go through life, sometimes there are these moments and listen to them, because for me, it's true.
That's Boston University physiology professor Elizabeth Coe. Her story was produced by WBUR's Carrie Young with sound design by Tim Scove.